It is another huge day, and there's a big change to the headlines today. Now, I told you yesterday, only if it's big, it's big today. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the NRA declaring victory in its battle against the city of San Francisco after the city attorney backed down on its threat to go after anyone doing business with the gun rights organization. Where I stand, the city backed way down. Number two, the cat is out of the bag, or maybe more accurately, the rat is out of the bag, the rat being Adam Schiff, who we now know he had full access to the so-called whistleblower information and sent him to an attorney and then got involved. And so there you go. There's a lot going on there. We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll bring you up to speed. And number one, Bernie Sanders laid out by heart problems. He received a couple of stints. He is recovering today. Then he tweeted that everyone needs Medicare for all, which is cute, considering Bernie Sanders doesn't have Medicare for all. Bernie Sanders has the Cadillac plan that all members of the United States Senate and all members of the U.S. House and all members of the United States Supreme Court and the president, all these people get. It's unlike any medical coverage you can get. Trust me on that. And they also get it for life, which is why there should be a law passed in this country, a constitutional amendment, if that's what it takes, to guarantee any law passed by Congress applies equally to all citizens, including those members of Congress. When they demand Medicare for all and it doesn't apply to them, how can you possibly support their position? It's insanity. Not to mention, a government health care system wouldn't have reacted the way Bernie's did yesterday. He got a couple of stints into his heart. Apparently, he's doing fine. All of his campaign appearances have been canceled for now. They'll be rescheduled. Bernie's fine. And he's going to use this as a way to promote Medicare for all, which is absolute garbage. He tweeted that out, that Medicare for all should be there for everyone. Absolute garbage. He has a Cadillac plan that you and I do not have access to. That's the important part he left out. But we do wish him well, because I want him in the race. I want him back on the stage October 15th when a dozen Democrats will be on the stage for the debate coming up. Big deal. The most amount of candidates ever to appear on a debate stage coming up on October the 15th. Keep an eye on that. Now, back to the game-changing story yesterday. The story broken by the New York Times that explains a lot, because people were trying to figure out, how is it that on 60 Minutes, Nancy Pelosi knew things beforehand, before the alleged whistleblower complaint was filed? How did Adam Schiff know things about the whistleblower complaint before it had ever been filed? Why did the Democrats vote to go for a formal impeachment inquiry before the transcript of the phone call was ever released? Well, now we know. According to the New York Times, if I may, the Democratic head of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Alan B. Schiff of California, learned about the outlines of a CIA officer's complaints that President Trump had abused his power days before the officer filed an actual whistleblower complaint, according to a spokesman, plus current and former American officials. Here's a big problem for you. Number one, this happens in a time frame when Adam Schiff had access to the material. Then we are told the whistleblower was sent to an attorney connected to the Clinton family for advice, who helped craft all of this. And I now wonder if Adam Schiff and his team helped craft the whistleblower complaint by themselves. You have to wonder when you look at it. They never saw the phone call memo until it came out. That was a big wrench in their plans. Here's the other big thing. The change to the whistleblower statute happened in early August, when it went from requiring firsthand knowledge of wrongdoing, firsthand knowledge only, in fact, to then allowing hearsay, secondhand information, which we call gossip. It's like a game of telephone. They all sat in the circle and the sound went around, and what the first person said and what the last person heard, two totally different things. So you have to ask yourself, was Adam Schiff, were the Democrats involved with changing those rules? It looks pretty obvious that they must have had a role in it. And so Devin Nunes has demanded that all information related to the changes in the whistleblower statute be preserved. Devin Nunes is demanding it be preserved. But here's the bigger problem for Adam Schiff. We go back to September 17th of this year. Adam Schiff appearing on MSNBC. He was asked whether they had firsthand knowledge of the whistleblower, whether anyone had talked to the whistleblower, whether he had talked to the whistleblower. It's bite number one with Adam Schiff. Listen to this. Bite one. Go.
A couple questions here on this whistleblower front. First off, have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower? What protections could you provide to the whistleblower? And then you also said that the DNI is refusing to turn over this stuff, citing a request from a higher authority. The insinuation left, at least for me and others, was that the president himself had intervened. Is that the insinuation you sought to provide? And if so, what basis do you have for making that insinuation?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress.
The problem with that is it happened 5 weeks before. This happened 5 weeks before he spoke to the whistleblower, because one of Adam Schiff's aides spoke directly to the so-called whistleblower 5 weeks earlier. The aide quoted in the New York Times, and once again, the reckless behavior spills over. This is how Nancy Pelosi knew things about the document filed by the CIA agent accusing the president of several things that have proven to be demonstrably false. The accusation ahead of time that Trump 8 times demanded that the Ukrainian president bend to his will. And by the way, we have more on the prosecutor coming up. The prosecutor, in newly released reports from interviews, show that he said he was fearful of the United States. He was pressured by the United States and told not to investigate the Bidens. We'll get to that in a moment. But these people on the Democrat Party, on the intelligence community and elsewhere, do not care. They lied by omission at best. They lied by omission. At worst, they wrote this document in part with the whistleblower. You watch. It's all coming out. President Trump took to the podium yesterday to talk about Adam Schiff, to talk about the revelation that Schiff's aides had been in contact with the whistleblower prior to the August 12th filing of that complaint, which, by the way, is in violation of the rules. We'll get to that. But first, here's President Trump, bite number two, reacting to all he learned yesterday. Bite number two. Go.
So the whistleblower, according to this report, met with a member of Adam Schiff's staff. You got it right there. You know it.
I hate to say it's the New York Times. I can't believe they wrote it.
Your response to the
maybe
fact
they're getting better.
Your response to the fact that that happened and that Schiff may have learned some of what the whistleblower knew prior to the complaint.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay, that's what the word is. And I think I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out. Just happened as I'm walking up here, they handed it to me. And I said to Mike, I said, whoa, that's something. That's big stuff. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it, too. It's a scam. It's a scam. Just to finish on this, I appreciate it. I love that second question.
We'll leave it right there for now.
Should have asked it first.
Quick break. Quick break. We'll be right back. So much more to come.
It's a rich man's world.
Wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.